K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Yeah, Kim, we'll take those details now about your date.
All right, so we've been talking for a while. Me and this guy, Miles, great guy. We finally decided to go out for the first time, and he invited me to his friend's house party. I agreed. It felt kind of weird. Like, I don't know any of these people. But when we got there, like, everybody was really nice. We had a really good time.
Oh, cool.
After a little while, I couldn't find Miles. So I finally find him on the couch, completely passed out.
Like,
he had fallen asleep.
Wait, fallen asleep from being tired or fallen asleep, like, drunk?
Yeah, no, he was really tired. He's a nurse. I guess he had had a couple long shifts in a row, and I understand that he was tired. He fell asleep, so it seems kind of weird that I guess I'm the one reaching out because he fell asleep on our date.
And he's not calling you back?
He's been not calling me back. He won't return a text, anything.
Okay, so thank you for his phone number. What we're going to do right now is we're going to call him, and then we're going to try to see if we can get the both of you talking after we talk to him first, okay?
All right, sounds
good. Cool, Kim. Thank you. Yes, was hoping to speak to Miles, please.
This is Miles.
Miles, good morning. My name's Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
So you've got two of us because we're morning show hosts for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you know the show or not, but we're calling because you went on a date with somebody, and we're trying to get you guys back on another date that we're going to pay for.
Wait, what?
Yes, so we're reaching out regarding Kim, and this is set up through Kim. Honestly, she gave us your phone number and she listens to our show.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Miles, we had a pretty interesting conversation with her this morning, but she actually wants to go back out with you and you're not getting back to her.
Yeah, I'm not getting back to her. That's right. That's totally right. Correct.
Miles, if it's okay, we're just trying to get you two back on another date.
Fat chance, dude. Fat chance.
Okay, but bottom line is really, then why? I think she's wondering. She feels like there's no reason you shouldn't have been getting back to her.
Well, I don't even know where to start on that. How about she's selfish, she's inconsiderate?
Whoa.
Do you need more?
No. Is there something specific, though?
I mean, what happened?
What made you think all these things?
So we went to a party. Okay, it was after a 15-hour shift at work. Long story short, we went to a party, and, I was really tired. I'm a male nurse.
First of all, she did tell us that you were a nurse, and I want to thank you for everything that you do, man. I can't imagine what it's like to be a nurse in the hospitals these days.
For real.
Well, it's getting harder these days with these girls that I'm dating, apparently.
Why? What happened?
Okay, so, I was tired. I was, like I said, it was a long shift, and the party was lame, and, I kind of dozed off, okay?
So you fell asleep at the party?
Yeah.
She did tell us that.
And why are you not calling her back, though?
Well, because, next thing I know, I'm at work, and a coworker of mine's like, man, you look rough. And I was like, what do you mean? And I got bags under my eyes, or what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, just go to the bathroom and check yourself kind of moment. And so I go in the bathroom, and I look in the mirror, and on my forehead, in a big black magic marker, is suck it.
So wait a minute. How do you know that Kim wrote that with a Sharpie on your forehead?
Like I said, I was at work and a guy was fooling around with me. He says, you look kind of rough. And he was hinting to go look in the mirror.
And still, how do you know that it was Kim, though?
I mean, who else would it have been? Someone snuck into my house while I was sleeping and wrote on a nurse who's out there on the front line to suck it? I mean, come on.
Okay, so that's why you're not calling her back, is because you think that she wrote on your forehead.
I tried to scrub it off. Oh, my God. We have, like, all the chemicals in the world at a hospital, and nothing would take this off. So, I ended up having to leave.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's bring Kim into the conversation so now all of us can talk about it. Kim?
Oh, God.
Miles, I am so sorry. I can't say that enough.
Was it you, Kim? You wrote suck it on his forehead?
I did. And I know it was a really childish thing to do. I was on a first date with this guy in a strange house with people I don't know. A bunch of his friends were like encouraging me and cheering me on and telling me to do it, that it would be funny.
Kim, I'm just a little confused here too. Now that we're at this point with Miles on the phone, like why you wanted to go back out with him so bad? Because and now after especially hearing him and him like really having no interest.
What I knew of him, he was a really nice guy, a really great guy, and I had no idea he would react like this. And oh my God, Miles, I am so sorry. I really thought it would come off and that you would see it, and I...
Yeah, but you know what? I can understand the peer pressure, too. If you're sitting in his friend's house, and his friends are the one telling you, yeah, girl, go ahead, right, suck it on his forehead.
And I totally am with you here, Kim, and I would have 110% assumed that he would have seen it before even stepping in public to have that funny moment.
Yeah, they're a bunch of losers, okay? I just, you know, every now and then, you know, I like to just pretend I have friends, but, you know, I pretty much live in my job.
You know, I know I reached out to you for another date, but honestly, after all this, it's just not worth it. I'm not interested. This is way beyond where I thought this was going to go.
Wow.
Totally understand.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Damn. Sorry this didn't work out, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Put off my forehead.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.